You have your Bibles, we're going to turn to the Gospel of Matthew and the chapter 18. And while you're turning to that, I'd like to welcome everyone along to our prayer meeting. And good to see you tonight. We trust that the Lord will bless us around his word. Matthew's Gospel and the chapter 18. And we're going to commence to read at the verse 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. And the Lord bless that short reading to our hearts. Let's unite our hearts and ask the Lord to really bless us around his word tonight. Father in heaven, we pray for thy presence now to be amongst us. We pray, Lord, for help to preach the word you've laid upon our heart. And we pray for help to listen to thy word. We think of the words of Christ, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. We pray that will give us a hearing ear tonight, not to hear the voice of the preacher, but to hear the voice of the Lord. Come and bless us around thy word, and Lord, glorify thy great name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The text is verse 20 of Matthew 18. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. How often every child of God here in this meeting has heard the words of our text. Sometimes it has been quoted by the preacher at the very commencement of the service, or maybe it was during the prayer meeting before the service. Some brother or some sister quoted these words, Lord, thou hast said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Now, the great truth that the minister or the Christian is trying to emphasize here is this, that when God's people come together, the Lord Jesus comes to meet with them. This is his promise to all of the church. He says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. This is his promise to meet with his people. The presence of the Lord Jesus will be among his people despite the number of the people. Now he says here, where two or three are gathered together in my name, he says, I'll be there. He didn't say, will there be 200 or 300? He didn't say, dear friends, will there be 1,000? There'll have to be 2,000 or 3,000 before I will turn up. No, he said, if there's 2 or 3, I'll be there. Despite the number, dear friends, of the people. Did you ever go to a meeting and there was just 2 or 3? Did you ever? 1 or 2? Just a preacher. And perhaps you and someone else at the meeting. I know when I was in England, I saw me preaching to one man. So I know what it's like. But the Lord was there. The Lord Jesus was there. I was speaking to Rodney Cruz on the phone, and he was telling me, Noel, I'm going to preach at the weekend, he says. And I says, well, Rodney, tell me where I was going. And he says, and you know, everything goes well, there'll be 3 on it. But I want to tell you this, friends. The Lord will be there. The the Lord will be there. Remember in Ezekiel 48 verse 35, and Amos said, the Lord is there, Jehovah Shammah. And despite the number of the people, two or three, and the Lord Jesus realized there will be time coming in this world, there will only be two or three at a meeting. Two or three of his people washed in the blood of Christ, and there will only be two or three of them together. And that's the way it is in England. And that's the way, friends, it is in the works in Scotland. And that's the way it is in Wales. But the Lord's there. And you remember every time you come together, despite the fewness of the people at the meeting, you will look around and see the empty pews and the empty chairs. But oh, friends, we should look around and say, well, the Lord is here. The Lord has come to meet with his people, even with two or three. He will be there despite the place of the meeting. The Lord Jesus is not tied to any particular place. A meeting may be held in a church. Dear friends, it can be held in a barn. This meeting of God's people coming together can be held in a home. It can even be held in a field. If you read church history, there were times God's people were driven to the hills, and they were driven out into the fields. They were not allowed to worship God in the churches. They were not allowed to preach the gospel in churches, and they were driven into the fields. But the Lord was there. Despite the place, friends, of this meeting, wherever it is, wherever it is, in a barn or a home or a field or a church or a temple, the truth is, anywhere God's people come together, he says, there am I in the midst of them. They're there despite the place of the meeting. It doesn't matter about the period of the meeting either, in other words, the time. You and I's all, our whole life is just tied by time. There does be meetings we can't go. Why? Because the time does not suit us. But it doesn't matter with Christ what time the meeting is. Is it at 11:30 or 12 noon or 7? It can be 12 o'clock at midnight. It can never even be held at 3 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter. He'll be at every meeting there is, friends. He's not tied to the time. He'll always be there, you see, at the meeting. And God's people who love him, when they come together to worship or to pray or to meet him, the Lord Jesus saying, there am I in the midst. It doesn't matter about the period of the meeting. It doesn't matter, friend, about the purpose of the meeting. In the verses we read together, we talked about church discipline, meeting to discipline people who went astray. Verse 19 talked about the prayer meeting, and then he gives us our text. Well, listen, it doesn't matter about the purpose of the meeting. As long as God's people come together in the name of Christ, it may be the prayer meeting, and we've come tonight to meet with God in the place of prayer tonight, and I know tonight on the authority of this book, the Lord's here. Do we ever stop? Do we ever consider? When you come to this church, when you come to the prayer meeting, that the Lord is here. The Lord Jesus is here tonight. And he comes to meet with us at the prayer meeting. It may be the Bible study. It may be the church service. And I can say this tonight for the Sunday school teacher, at the Sunday school class, when you get the wee boys and girls around you, or the youth of this church, and you get them around your feet, and you want to tell them the story of the cross, the Lord's there. Maybe at a family altar. Can be at open air down the town, friends, when we stand for Christ in the open air. The promise is for all the meetings held in the name of Christ, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So it doesn't matter about the purpose of the meeting. The Lord Jesus is at them all. He's at them all. Wherever they are, friends, whatever the purpose of the meeting, the Lord Jesus is there. This, of course, teaches us that the Lord Jesus is God. Who else could be in the same place at all times? There are people tonight meeting all over the world, and you know they have the same promise. I'm claiming the promise tonight for this meeting here in Kikin, that the Lord is here, and there are people at the far end of the world somewhere, and they're preaching tonight the blood, and they're meeting in the name of Christ, and the Lord Jesus is with them. Do you notice his position at this meeting? He says, "There am I in the midst of them." The word "midst" means the middle of them. He's in the midst. If you follow that word, we find Christ in Luke 2 in verse 46, when he was 12 years old. There it tells us they found him in the temple sitting in the midst of the doctors. And there was the Lord Jesus at 12 years old sitting in the midst, in the middle of all the doctors. And they're all around them. And Christ was in the midst. We find him again in John 19 verse 18, where they crucified him and two other with him on other side one, and says, and Jesus in the midst. He was in the middle. We find it again in Revelation 2 and verse 1. Talked about he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And there again we have this word, the midst, in the middle. And dear friends, it does not say the Lord Jesus will be just in the pulpit. It doesn't say that he'll be in the corner of the church. But it says when his people come together, he'll be in the midst of the people. He's in the midst of us all. And dear friends, I want to say this. This is speaking, of course, of his spiritual presence. The Lord is here. And the Lord Jesus is here tonight in this meeting, where two or three are gathered in my name. And we gather tonight in the name of Christ. Not in the name of a church tonight, but we have gathered here tonight in the name of Christ, and on the authority of the Bible and the promise of Christ. The Lord Jesus said, "There I will be in the midst of them." Christ is here tonight in this meeting. The Lord is here. Now, seeing this is true, and we want to say, we have established that in our introduction, the Lord Jesus is here. We can't see him, but he's here. Now, seeing this is true tonight, let me point out some things. How reverent we should be. How reverent we should be seeing Christ is in the midst of his people. You see, when we consider the one who stands in our midst, I want you to think who Christ is. Now, we were doing children's work today, and I looked out through the window of the old bus, and I saw the old Russellites going about, spreading their false doctrine, preaching another gospel, damning the souls of the people of Kikil with their message. They don't believe who Jesus is. But I'm glad tonight, friends, the one who stands in our midst is the Lord of glory. The one who stands in our midst tonight is the King of Kings. The one who has come to meet with us tonight is the maker of the heaven of the earth. He is one, according to the Bible, called the Almighty God. And despite all his majesty and all his glory, he comes to stand amongst us tonight. Now you think of this. The King of Kings is here tonight. How would you and I feel tonight in this meeting if the Queen of England was coming? How would we feel? Well, we'd be sitting up brave and straight, wouldn't we? We'd be, I don't know, ties all rail up, looking well, all the rest of it. There'd be a spirit of reverence and of fear that the Queen of England was about to come through the door and to introduce herself to this people and to speak unto this people. But oh dear friends, one greater than the Queen of England is here tonight. The Lord of glory and the King of Kings is here. And how reverent we should be, seeing the Lord is in the midst of his people. The God of glory has come to meet with me and to meet with you. And Psalm 89 verse 7 says, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence of all them that are round about him. This psalmist is showing us here the spiritual attitude of the heart of the people when we're in the presence of the Lord. He is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence. That doesn't mean we're to be trembling with fear, but it means we have to have a holy fear, a godly fear of the one whose presence we're in. It says in Psalm 33 verse 8, let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. That's the same word for let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the earth reverence the Lord. Outside this building tonight, people don't reverence God. The unsaved do not fear God, they do not like God. But the word of God says that all the earth fear the Lord, reverence the Lord. Oh dear friends, when we come into God's presence, let us be reverent in his presence. In Psalm 5 verse 7, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. This was the spirit of David. And David said, I'm going to come into God's temple, I'm going to meet with God. But in thy fear will I worship with reverence. He will worship God. See how reverent we should be when we come to church. Now you've heard about it, you've read about it, all these charismatic services today. The antics goes on in them is terrible. You nearly think you're at a barn dancing, some of them. Running about, laughing uncontrollable, making animal noises, I read about, barking like dogs, roaring like lions, some staggering reel about like drunken people, all able to walk in a straight line. Such carry on goes on in the services. But ah, dear friends, it should not be. How reverent we should be when we come into the presence of the Lord, because the King of Kings has come to meet with us. And every time we come to church, if we remind ourselves that the Lord is here, how reverent will it be? How reverent will it be when we come into the house of God, a solemnness upon our heart, I am going to meet with the King of Kings. The Lord of glory will be in the meeting tonight. And I'm going to worship him with reverence and with godly fear. How reverent we should be, because the Lord is here. We forget when we come to church, the Lord is amongst his people. But always remember, when we come together, there am I, says Christ. There am I, or in the midst of them. How reverent we should be. Let me say something else, seeing Christ as among his people. How happy we should be. God's people should be full of the joy of the Lord when we come into his house and into his presence. We should be rejoiced with all of our heart because the Lord Jesus is in our midst. And what a Saviour he is to us. He is, of course, our Saviour. The one who has come to meet with us tonight in this place, and the one we have come to meet with. Well, he is our Master. He is my Saviour. We can say tonight on the authority of the word, he is my God. We can say tonight, he is my best friend. My best friend, my Saviour, my God has come into this meeting tonight. Then how happy we should be in the presence of Christ. Remember, it says in Psalm 16 verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. And here's what it says, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. In the presence of God there's fullness of joy. Oh dear friends, when we come to church, we shouldn't come to church with long faces. It doesn't mean when we're reverent and we fear God that we're not allowed to smile at church. We come into this place to meet with Christ. Then how happy we should be, because the Lord Jesus is in our midst. And if you read in John 20 verse 19 to 20, it says, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Now before this, the disciples were full of fear, full of doubt, and they came together. But then what happened? Christ appeared. And the Lord Jesus came and he stood in the midst of them. I know what is reported in the Bible. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. When the Lord Jesus Christ was in their midst, they were glad. They saw his wounds. They saw he had died for them. They saw how much he cared for them. He said unto his disciples, "Well, peace be unto you." They saw that he was alive, and they were so glad what that Christ was in the midst. How happy, friends, they were when Jesus was in the midst. And you and I should be really happy when we come to church, come to the place of prayer. Our hearts should be full of joy because, well, I'm going to meet with my Savior and with my God. And think about this. It could have been much different. It could be different for us tonight. We could be in the presence of sin tonight. Only for Christ. And for many years, some of us were. Right in the depths of the most wicked of sin. Chained to sin. But all Christ has set us free. And only for the grace of God in our lives tonight. Well, where would you be? Where would you be tonight if you weren't saved? In a silver urn? Some other pub, some other club. Dear friends, how happy we should be. I'm in the presence of the Lord tonight, not in the presence of sin, not in the presence of sinners. We think of Lot in 2 Peter 2 and verse 8, where it says that he vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. We could be surrounded tonight with ungodly sinners listening to their blasphemy and to their cursing. But no, friends, no. We're in the presence of Christ tonight. And the one who has saved us. And think of this. We could be in hell tonight. And you know, if we had got what we deserved, that's where we would have been tonight. We all deserve to be lost. And we all deserve to be cast down into hell. But by his grace, we're saved. And we are in his presence. Then, how happy we should be. The Bible says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I say, rejoice. You see, the Lord is here. The Lord is here in this meeting. Dear friends, how happy we should be. As one writer says, we are meant to enjoy our salvation, not to endure it. Do you enjoy coming to church? Do you enjoy coming to prayer meetings? The Bible says, you know, if we really get this into our mind, the Lord is here. The Lord is in the meeting. Then that would help us to enjoy it, not to endure the meeting. And say, well, I have another meeting to go to. I'd rather sit down at home. I'd rather, well, do something else. But to say within our heart, I'm going to meet with the Lord. The Lord of glory, my Savior, my friend, my Master, will be in the meeting. I'm going to meet with Christ tonight. And in his presence, well, there's fullness of joy. Are you happy to be in the house of God tonight? Listen, the Lord is here. As I said, we could have been in the world tonight. We could have been in sin tonight. We deserve to be in hell this very night. But we're in the presence of the Lord in this place. Then how happy we should be. Also, can I just see in this is through how attentive we should be. See, when the Lord's people gather together, they should pay the utmost attention in the service. Because Christ is in the midst of his people. And I want to say this. When Christ comes to meet with his people, he comes to speak to us. In John 10 verse 27, that well known verse, and the Lord Jesus said, "My sheep, what? Hear my voice. And I know them. And they follow me." And the Lord Jesus is telling us something here, very, very simple, but which is so true, that he speaks to his people. He has a message for his people. He's got a word to a particular need of his people. Then how attentive we should be when we come together, because Christ is in the midst. Maybe he will speak to his people through the opening prayer. Maybe it will be found in a word, in a hymn. And I remember one time years ago going to a particular church. And doubts and fears were a different thing. But I remember going into the meeting and the opening hymn was this. Be still my soul. The Lord was on my side. And that was for me. That was the message for me. Be still thy soul. The Lord is on thy side. And it may be, dear friends, in a hymn. It may be during the reading of the Bible. But mostly, it is through the preaching of the Word of God. And when the minister opens up the Bible and he preaches the message that God has given to him, the Lord speaks to his people. Then how attentive we should be if Christ is in the midst of us. He wants to speak to us. It says here in Luke 19 verse 48, and could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. That word attentive means to hang upon the lips of a speaker. And all the people gathered, and they gathered round the feet of Christ, and they were very attentive to hear him. They wanted a word from the Lord. They wanted to hear his voice. And dear friends, then how attentive we should be. Because the Lord is in this place. We have got to pay the utmost attention to the preaching of the Word of God. Now, we all had to hold our hands up with this one, because there are times we're not attentive. And there's times we're not really listening. And we can all plead guilty to that one. No doubt about that. There are times we allow, our thoughts to go on to other things. And the old devil's very subtle in that. There's times, in a sense, we could fall asleep when the heat hits you and the tiredness kicks in. But dear friends, think about this. We don't come to church to sleep. We come to church to meet with Christ. And if the Lord Jesus Christ is in the midst of us, then how attentive we should be. My sheep hear my voice. He's got a word. He wants to speak unto us. He wants to instruct us. He wants to encourage us. He wants to exhort us. He wants maybe to rebuke us. I don't know. But we've got to listen. Is there any word from the Lord? That's the way we should come to church. Lord, has I got a message for me? I want you, Lord, to speak to my heart. Thou art in the midst of the people. And I want you, Lord, to speak to me. You see, friend, how attentive we should be. God's people don't hear the voice of the Lord when they come to church. And it's not the Lord's fault. We've got to prepare our hearts to come to the house of God, and we've got to keep our mind and our attention on the things of the Lord and listening for the voice of God. Can I say it? When's the last time you came to church? He says, that was a word for me. I heard God's voice. I heard the voice of my shepherd. The word was a blessing to my soul. How attentive we should be. Listen, the Lord is in the midst of us. He's in the midst of us. Can I say this in last in closing? How zealous we should be. Seeing the Lord Jesus is going to be among his people. Listen, how zealous we should be to come to the house of God. We should say within our hearts, you know, God's people, I am going to meet with the Lord at the meeting. I dare not miss it. I dare not miss the meeting. Why? The Lord is there. I must go to the house of the Lord. I have to leave everything to the one side. I want to go to God's house. I want to meet with Christ. I want to worship him. I want to rejoice in his presence. I want to hear his word. How zealous we should be to come to the house of God. Seeing the Lord is here. Remember the psalmist said in Psalm 122 verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. But he was glad. He was glad when he said these things. I read in the Word of God in Hebrews 10 verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, and there are people there that were forsaking the coming together. They were missing the blessing of meeting with Christ. But the psalmist was of a different spirit. Yes, I was glad when they said unto me, well, there's going to be a meeting in the house of the Lord. Let us go up. Let us go up to the house of the Lord. He's going to meet with Christ, you see. That's the way it used to be. Remember when you first got saved? You couldn't have kept us out of meetings, isn't that right? You couldn't really get home and got washed and cleaned up on the dinner, and away you went to the mission and meetings. We couldn't. Where is the blessedness I knew when first I met the Lord? Where is it? The zeal of love we had burning in our hearts when we first met Christ. We love to come to the house of prayer. We love to come to the house of God. How zealous. Friends, are we still as zealous? You see, the Lord is here in the meeting. And if we can get this in our heart tonight, the Lord is in the prayer meetings of this church, and the Bible study of this church, and the Sunday service of this church, the Lord is here. And every time I go to the house of God, the Lord Jesus, He's in the midst. Then how zealous will be? I've been up to the house of the Lord to meet with my Savior. Coming to the house of God will be different times. There'll be a spring in our step when we're going to worship God in this place. Think of the unsaved. Look at the love and zeal they show for their gods. Think of football supporters that would travel miles and all weathers to support teams that get beaten. Money is poured into their support of the team. They hardly miss a match. They show great zeal in these things. How often we're slack to come to the house of God. Any excuse at all would do. Some would only come once on the Lord's Day. I mean, some people can only come once, and I'm not describing that. But there's no doubt all over Ulster tonight there are people who come to all the services in the church but only come to one. Only come to one meeting in the church. But oh, how zealous we should be when Christ is in the midst of His people. I'm going to meet with Christ. Do you ever think how Christ feels when you don't turn up? It says in the Bible in David's secrets, aren't they? Imagine your family gatherings. And every time you look forward to the family all coming, and there's one particular member of your family, they didn't turn up. They didn't turn up. They didn't turn up. When you feel it, dear mother, our dear father tonight, when you feel that in your heart, if it didn't turn up, how does Christ feel? We grieve the Holy Spirit when we don't turn up, friends. Listen, there am I in the midst of them. And Christ is here tonight. He's in our prayer time. And verse 19, we never took time to look at that verse, but it's talking about if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, they shall ask, I shall be done of them with my Father which is in heaven. Again, the connection there is really with prayer as well. And the Lord is here. And He said, well, if two of you agree on anything, bring your petitions unto me. Bring your requests unto me. And He will hear the prayers of His people. And the Lord is here tonight. And we've come aside to meet with Him and to worship Him and to rejoice in Him and to thank Him for saving us. And to pray unto Him tonight in our prayer meeting. Then let's pray with all of our hearts. He's only a prayer away. And bring your petitions. Bring your desires to Christ. Tell your Savior tonight your needs. And He will hear you. Because He's in the midst of His people. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. May God touch our hearts tonight for this wonderful and simple truth, that the Lord is in the midst of His people.